This is Kennedy Malloy, Jane Kennedy, Mick Malloy, Denise Scott. She's a friend of this show, and it's always great when Denise joins us on Kennedy Malloy. By the way, tickets to Denise Scott and Judith Lucy's Zoom gig Disappointments go to comedy.com.au, happening December 8th.
Well, that will be a load of laughs, and hopefully these Zoom concerts will be a thing of a past soon after the great news that Victoria has reopened. And someone who's been through it all in the great state of Victoria. Denise Scott, how are you? Denise, are you happy?
I am. I'm happy, but like everyone, agoraphobic, crying with joy. Yeah. Ran out to the shops with my mask on. Someone spoke to me and I ran home. It's just like a freak out. It's like, all right.
I know, it's a bit timid, isn't it? Yeah. You feel like, do we remember how to do this? Yeah. What do we do? I won't go along. It's like when I was in India and until your body adapts to the eating conditions, you wouldn't wander far from your hotel.
Really?
So you could nip back.
Just in case.
But you increase your diameter every day. So hopefully soon we'll all be doing what we used to do. What are you looking forward to the most, Denise?
Or I think, I'm a girl who enjoys a nice wine in a bar setting or in a restaurant. Right. Look, to be honest, I've gone on and on about it, but I'd love to have my face waxed. Right. And that's not going to be able to happen, because you can only go to a beautician's if you wear a mask. Oh, and hello, the hair is, but then again, nobody's got a mask on, so whatever.
We will organise a face waxing if it's the last thing I do.
Is it just the top lip?
To get from you? It's all over. No, dangerous.
Yeah.
I've never said your name before. I know.
If he crosses the line, you let me know. I'll bring him in.
Yeah, but no, it's the chin. It's the whole
dangerous.
Thing.
Well, some respect for him.
I beg your pardon. I just wanted to know.
But I wanted to tell you if you have any interest, because we are, I'm doing the Zoom cast with Judith.
Yes. I did one with Judith the other day. Did I tell you that?
No, I haven't heard about that.
Me and Jude did something for Cracker Jack for the VCR, and we Victorian Film.
Right. Okay.
Department.
Film Victoria. Yeah.
Good on you, but I'm not interested. Well, I'm not interested in you and Judith.
I was just saying that. All right, go.
They're hard. Doing Zoom gigs are hard. I did a Zoom stand-up gig. So it wasn't even a chat. It was just doing stand-up for carers. It was Carers Week a couple of weeks ago.
Geez.
And I know these people stuck in their homes, caring for loved ones, can't even go to the lunch because, we're all locked down. So I'm there at my kitchen table, laptop, talking to my laptop screen. That's covered in little faces. I've got the Zoom gallery of carers who are sitting at home with their cups of tea and all muted. They had to be muted, of course, because too many of them. Yes. So I'm doing stand-up to no laughter, which isn't unusual, to be honest. I've done quite a lot of live gigs. So anyway, but the thing is I was to do 15 minutes, that's all. Yes. So I'm keeping the time from my kitchen clock because it's a big clock, my eyesight stuff. Yes. So I'm looking at my kitchen clock thinking I'll time it. So the gig starts at 1 p.m. I've looked at it at 1 p.m. Yes. Right. Now, unbeknownst to me, my clock, this is no word of a lie, stopped at 1:01 p.m. And because I've been locked down, I have no sense of time anymore.
Mm. Yes.
So I keep looking at this clock thinking, God, I've said a lot in a minute. It's still only 1:01 p.m. Yeah. And so I just keep talking and talking and talking. And I've got all these, muted people on my screen looking a little dismayed. Yeah. And I'm just talking. And then the screen goes blank. It just goes back to the word Zoom. I can't see anyone, so I'm just talking. There's no laughter and I can't see anyone.
Right.
And I thought, look, I can't stand this, so I'll yell out to my husband, John, to help me fix it. Because they're saying, we can still hear you, Denise, keep going. So now I'm doing stand-up. I've had no idea how long I've been going. I'm doing it to my computer laptop screen that says Zoom.
You're blind.
There's yep. no laughter. And John, I yell out to John for help. And he thinks I'm doing one of my gags where I yell for him. So I'm screaming for him, saying this isn't a joke. And all the carers are in their homes watching this with anyway, and I'd already told them that John was a clown. That's I'd right. said that
yeah.
earlier.
Yeah.
And well, John eventually came running, no word of a lie. He is wearing a huge clown bow tie. I mean,
he's like a superhero.
Yeah.
Huge. Because he'd been running this circus workshop in the front room. And he's got a kazoo hanging around his neck. And so these carers are at home going, this can't be happening. And John's right up close in the camera on the computer with his bow. Then he plays them all a tune on the kazoo. We're all back on. And do you know how long I did? I did an hour, over an hour.
Well done.
Okay.
I had no idea.
Can I say something?
You can. Oh, well, I'd rather you didn't. It's all about me.
Well, ordinarily, that wouldn't be much of a problem. Except all I can think of is how many people died because their carers weren't there
for an hour.
They were listening to you bang on for an hour. They're looking at their clocks going, seriously, if I don't go and check, Royce has been in the bubble now for a good 20 minutes. I really need to go and see if he's still breathing. No, hang on. There's a guy with the giant bow tie here. What is going on? Like, there's possibly a death toll from that gig. Not only did you not hear anyone or see anyone, but there was a death toll in the course of one of your stands.
Well, it was historic. I must admit, one woman was waving at me, so she was unmuted. And she said, Denise, I do have to take my son to the doctor's. And I was like, of course, thinking, well, you know, I just had no idea I had gone on for so long.
I love your stories. I love your gigs. Can you heckle on Zoom? You can't heckle if everyone's muted either, can
well,
you?
Well, if you're muted, but you can look really unhappy.
Right.
And if you're doing comedy, that's a pretty good indication.
You get
that's
the
a
idea.
Good heckle.
Hey, Denise, I'm so glad this is almost over because I can't wait to see you live in action in your natural habitat as per usual. Great to catch up with you and we'll speak to you soon.
Thanks for having me.